Welcome to another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today I am so excited to have on a 7-year-old from Stafford, England. He enters the shed, the youngest shed guy ever. He is running amok of the U10 loop with the Telford Tigers. Reminder, folks, he's only 7. I did say under 10 loop. He has great taste in men, just like I do, as he wears number 75, just like the just named Team GB captain and shed guy Robert Dowd. And he has already shared the ice with him. This mini shed guy gets his muck running skills honestly, and jeans are a thing, folks, as he comes from the loins of a shed guy that biked 600 kilometers on his gooch for a shed family he had never met. If the old man has that in him, and this puppy has the drive, the passion, and the love for the game, I think the sky's the limit. Welcome to the shed, Charlie Wilcock.
That was a good intro, wasn't
What'd you think? Did I do all right, Charlie? You can't just nod, man. You're gonna have to say yes. Nobody will hear you nod. Hey, by the way, I like your jacket, man. That Team Great Britain? Yeah. Are they your favorite team? They might be, other than my Concord Canucks, they're my favorite team.
They're worse than Steelers.
Oh, Steelers are your favorite.
Yeah,
the Steelers are your favorite. I always hated those punks. I heard, so do you go to many games, the Steelers?
Loads.
Loads?
Not as many as last year because you're busy playing now, aren't you?
Yeah. How's your season going? You scoring any goals?
Yeah, I think you got 27 goals so far.
Oh, 36.
27,
are you
pl
and you're playing under 10 and you're 7? So are there kids like twice way bigger than you?
They're like 9, the rest of them.
So do they have a team your age or no?
No, under 10s is the first one. So, like, line one is like last year under 10s. Line two would be like a mix of 7, 8 ability. And then
I'm sort of like 1, 2.
Yeah, you go between lines 1 and 2 now.
Okay. Everybody does hockey different. I just have a team and I play everybody like the same amount. I don't really have a first or second, third line, you know? They just go out there and beat the other teams. So, are
They're
you guys
both
winning?
better.
Pardon?
Have you guys been winning your games?
Yeah.
Doing quite well, aren't you?
Our last game, we lost all of them.
Yeah. They play like cross ice mini tournaments each time they play.
Yeah. Winning is fun, eh? So I get into how we know each other. Your old man's a psychopath, and biked, what was it, 600 kilometers to raise money for a family he had never met? Isn't that wild? What'd you think of him doing that? Did you think he was crazy? Yeah. I did too. But that was pretty neat. And I realized that I don't print, I like my walls are getting full of fun pictures of teams winning and other fun stuff like chocolate getting thrown on the ice. But I realized I don't have the picture of when your dad showed up at the arena. And then Adam Brewer comes off the top ropes and gives Rich Bateman Two Ales and Hockey Tales jersey. And that you raised that money by biking so far. And then a raffle I had had, a guy gives the jersey to Rich. I need to have that picture up in my shed because that was a pretty special moment, wasn't it?
Yeah,
Yeah.
we've seen him a few times as well now. Adam, we bumped into him when you were mascot for your birthday. He's always around. I think he was no, Rick, no, Adam. We saw Rich as well, didn't we?
Well, one thing I do need is I never talked to the guy that did the bike racing or not racing, the bike ride with you. Like when we
Yeah,
chatted in the
Philly.
shed and then it got out there what you were going to do, Rich's next door neighbor stepped up and biked with you. You're both crazy.
Yeah, he's a good guy, isn't he, Billy? Yeah, wouldn't have
Yeah.
got around without him, would
So you got to be the mascot on your birthday. How fun was that day?
Good.
Yeah, you get to go out
Really
for warm up.
good.
Yeah.
There was like two others, but I didn't go on for Chuck a Puck.
No. Well, you wouldn't want to get hit by a puck, but is there any chance you'll be able to make it to the Challenge Cup final?
We are.
Yeah.
You're going? Well, just so you know, I'm going rogue. And I had Tansy on, and I never asked him what kind of chocolate bar he wanted. And then I had Champ on, Champini. And you know what? Tansy likes Toblerones. Champini likes dairy milk, just the milk chocolate. And Saucerman, he likes Ferrero Rochers. And if you guys were going to the game, or anybody else listening, we're going to the game. The Steelers didn't support this. It was just a fat old guy in a shed talking to people and having fun. And if you want to ban me from the arena, that's fine. but I would think it'd be fun if a couple people brought chocolate bars for their favorite players. I don't know what Robert Dowd likes, you know, but maybe I could have him on before the final. We could find out what he likes too, right?
I think you asked him before, actually, when you had the GB fellas on.
Really? So then we'd know what to do.
Yeah, we can sneak some chocolate in, can't we? I'm sure he said chocolate, caramel chocolate.
Caramel chocolate, folks, for Dowdy. Mm-hmm. There you go. So if he's too busy to come to shed before the big game, because he is going to be the captain of Team Great Britain, and they're going to try and make the Olympics, eh? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
playing tonight, huh?
Who do they play tonight?
China.
Really? And it's pretty neat for me. It's probably neat for you too. You got to skate with Dowdy. And for me, I think it's really neat that I consider a lot of guys on that team my friend, and that they'll come to the shed and make time for me. And I'm the biggest Team Great Britain fan there is. And they named a great captain, and Richie's an assistant captain. I just think it's my favorite team in the world, other than Kincardine Canucks, you know? So anyways, you got to go on the ice with Dowdy. How'd that happen? I saw that picture. That picture is awesome with the big Steelers logo behind you. Hey.
I like
She was a birthday present off Nanny and Granddad, wasn't it? Yeah.
You got that for your birthday too, man? You had a birthday, huh?
And then Mommy was taking us. Mommy said we were going to Stone, but then I saw IKEA, Sheffield, and then...
But then you realised you weren't going there?
But we went out for tea first, and then Nanny gave me a birthday card saying we're a mascot.
Well, that would have been a special day, man. Getting to play with your heroes is pretty cool, right? So you were 75 because of Dowdy. Why is he your favourite player?
Because he keeps on giving me pucks, and he's just really nice, and he's good.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Like a great captain.
Mm-hmm. I agree. He does everything, right? He'll even fight.
Fights rough.
Yeah. You don't fight in hockey, do you?
No.
No, that's good. You're not ready for that. But do you get excited when you see a fight at a game, or do you not like it?
I get excited.
Me too. I used to love watching hockey fights. Still do. You know?
One of my friends likes watching hockey fights on his mom's phone.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of kids that like watching that, and adults. Someday you should check out... when I fought, there's a video of me. If you Google or YouTube Joey Martin and Kevin Noble suspensions, you'll see me chucking knuckles. That was the last time I did it. I hung in there. I didn't lose as bad as I usually did.
You've seen some good ones with Tansy, haven't you, this year?
So Tansy's pretty tough, eh?
The first time I was with Tansy, and Joni got knocked out.
Who got knocked out?
Jonesy.
I don't think he got knocked out, but he got put down, didn't he?
Yeah, he got put and hit his head on the ice.
Yeah, that's not fun when that stuff happens.
Against Nottingham, so that's even worse.
Well, you know what's neat, though, is Team Great Britain's playing today, and, you know, I'm over here in Canada, and I have a Team Great Britain. I got their golf shirt, white and red, and I got their pants. And it makes me feel kind of like part of the team. And I couldn't be cheering any harder. And you got a really nice jacket too, eh?
I got it off the one where one of the GB matches, Sam Jones got me some tickets after another hockey camp.
That's cool. I got my clothes from Mark Richardson because he's been on the team for like decades that they give him so much clothes. He's like, I have enough. Do you want these, Wally? And I'm like, I never wanted anything more. And I actually wear my Team Great Britain golf shirt under my Superheat sweater, which is where I work. And then I wear my Concord Canucks jacket on top of that. So then I have like all my teams on my heart when I coach, you know? That's what I do. So I have my Team Great Britain shirt on every game I coach. but they're quite the squad. I hope they do well this weekend. You know how else we know each other? You were my fashion model for the number 75 Steelers signed shirt, right? You did a spin for me, and then we raffled it off and made money for the Batemans, didn't we?
The one Dowdy gave us.
Were you pissed off your dad decided to raffle it instead of keep it?
You did want to keep it, didn't you?
I have a story like that. When I helped Ryan O'Reilly in the summer here, the last day I went out with him, he the stick he had used, he took the tape off and signed it and gave it to me. And because I'm doing this and raising money for good causes, I said I was going to raffle it off to my son, and he was having none of it. He was like, we don't have a signed Ryan O'Reilly stick. Why in the hell would you raffle that off? We will never get another one. What are you doing? And he was right. And I kept it because we earned that, and my son wanted it, and it's up in his room now, you know? But thanks for raffling off the t-shirt.
I got Vladimir Lucas from the Telford Tigers men's team.
You got his signed stick.
Yeah, I got all of the team's signatures on it.
Oh, that's fun when guys sign your stuff, isn't it? What's your hat signed you're wearing now? Who signed your hat?
Robert Dowd, Brad Day, goalie for Tigers, Ben Bounds, and...
Bouncy too?
Yeah. And Liam Kirk.
Holy moly, you got some famous guys on that hat. Jeepers. So,
from the final.
Were you there when they won gold? Because that's one of your poster picks. There's a guy given that one of the players is up at the glass and you're given the number one, right? So you were there when they won gold?
Sam
what?
Jones.
Sam Jones. So he's a good dude, eh? He's a shed guy.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. And both of the people that Dowd and Kirk coach me at Best of British.
At what?
They coach me at Best of British.
It's really? A hockey camp at Sheffield.
Well, that would be fun to get those guys on the ice with you, eh? They need to show you some cool stuff.
Yeah, I'm going this Monday.
Oh, that's fun. Well, that's nice those guys to do that on their days off, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how did you fall in love with hockey? Why do you like hockey so much?
Because my dad used to watch it, and then my dad took me to a Steelers game, and then I started playing, and then I made the team.
And now you just love it? Yeah, I saw your picture for the Telford Tigers there, like your hockey card, and your face looks like I love hockey more than anybody.
Yeah.
Is that like a hockey card? Do you have some of those? Could you print me off one and sign it and send it to me?
Okay.
I would like your hockey card signed up in the shed for me, if that'd be all right with you.
That's cool, isn't it?
Have you ever signed an autograph before?
Don't know.
No?
No, that's amazing. He did want to sign all of his bed, though.
You're going to have to sign that thing, okay? I want to have the first autograph when you become famous, okay? Deal? Actually, I remember that brought back a memory. When we were in Cardiff, and Colby would always go on the ice with me, my son, when he was like 2, 3 years old. I remember a fan asking me to sign their jersey and my son. So my 3-year-old signed an autograph back in the day.
That's cool, isn't it?
Autographs are fun, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, don't forget to send me your card.
I once did try to do my own autograph, but then it didn't go out as well.
We can practice.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it doesn't matter how good you do. Just do your best, forget the rest, you know? I just need the 75 too, so it can't be your name, right? You got to put the number in an autograph too, right? Okay. And I think it's really neat that you wear number 75 because I think Robert Dowd's number is pretty cool because I don't know one other hockey player that wears number 75. And now you're going to wear it and everybody's going to know where you got 75 from because nobody else wears it, right? So I think it's neat, dude, because if you look behind me, that Cardiff Devils jersey, it says Rah-Rah 18 on the back. That was from when I was in Cardiff. There is a kid in
Oh, no.
Cardiff still playing that that wears 18 because of me. And I it makes my career feel fulfilled, you know? I maybe didn't do all the things I wanted to in my hockey career, but at least I have a kid wearing 18 in Cardiff, right? Doughty's always
Yeah,
gonna have you wearing 75, isn't he?
yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. Right? Have you always been
Yeah.
75 right from the start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Until I had my first Telford jersey, my nan mixed up 75 and 44, so she got 44.
You weren't officially 75 then, were you?
No, until I actually chose it.
Well, do you want to know why I believe in you?
Why?
Well, because your dad's, he's a gamer, right? And genes are a thing. But also, I've seen how much you're practicing. And then I saw the look on your face, how much you loved hockey. But then I saw a video of you trying to pick the puck up in your kitchen or wherever it was. And I wasn't impressed by you trying to pick up the puck because all the young punks around here are trying to do the Michigan now and it pisses me off. My son tried to do it in a game again and I almost slashed him. But anyways, it wasn't when you were picking it up. That was cool. You could do it. It was when you didn't pick it up and the way you pulled the puck back. If you watch the video again, watch how fast you pull the puck back. When you stick handle it back, you got hands, dude. Did you know that? So I've seen videos of you shooting pucks outside. You shoot a lot of pucks. Does your dad
Yeah.
make you, or you just want to?
I want to.
Yeah.
And
Yep.
sometimes I nearly hit the caravan.
Yeah.
Does your dad get mad at you if you hit the cars?
No.
Just saying, keep it down.
I put a cup. I remember the day when I was a kid. I would shoot at the net outside the garage door, and a puck got stuck in the garage door, and it was like stuck in there. And I just kept playing. And then the next time I missed the net, it went through the garage door. And then when my dad came home, there was a lot of holes in the garage door, and he was really upset with me. So don't do that, okay? Try not
We
to
need to
break
get a net
anything when
there.
you're practicing.
Yeah. We need to get like one of those safety nets around the boards,
Yeah, I agree.
around the wall, so then it doesn't go down.
Yeah, I agree. But you're shooting pretty hard, eh? So you
Yeah.
practice every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think
Almost.
the first
Almost.
time.
Just not a Thursday unless I have a game on a Sunday.
Well, I think the first video I ever saw you were rollerblading on like a tennis court or something, weren't you? Do you do that a lot?
Not that much, but
Well, you play roller hockey now, don't you?
yeah, I used to do it every single weekend, but now people are like wanting me to just not do it,
Who was that?
like from a school friend,
All right.
and then I just don't do it because then I can get into a roller hockey team.
Right.
I am, but I've never played.
Roller hockey's a great sport, dude. For me, it really opened up my vision of like how to make two-on-ones on the ice, because in ice hockey, it's always so straightforward. Where in roller hockey, you got to like look elsewhere. And it really helped my ice hockey, actually. You know?
You just started that recently, haven't you? Roller hockey.
It's a good
Which
sport, dude.
on my second time, on my first time doing it fully, I got Gretzky of the week.
Yeah.
You got what?
Gretzky of the week.
Really?
It's sort of like man of the match, just Gretzky
Yeah.
of the week.
That's cool. I know Hendo, my buddy in Cardiff, has hockey camps, and he always gives out a player of the camp, and that's not something we do in Canada. Everybody just goes to the camp, But that's cool, I guess. Winning awards is fun, right?
Yeah.
So what's your dream in hockey? What do you want to do?
I really want to make the Steelers team.
Yeah.
And I want to make Telford. NHL.
NHL too? May as well dream big, right?
Yeah.
You got to believe in yourself though, eh? Because when I was
Yeah.
growing up, everybody told me I was too small, and that I was, until I got to a point where like NHL teams were watching me, and like they were coming to watch me play, and I was getting interviewed by them, and I couldn't believe that they actually like were talking to me and were interested in me. And you know what? Deep down, I never actually believed that like I would make it. I thought I'd be like the guy that signed the deal and played in the AHL, and that was what I thought would happen. And you got to really deep down believe in yourself, or else you can't do it. You know what? Just
Yeah.
so you know, if I could do it over again, I'd try and believe in myself more, you know?
Yeah.
So don't forget to while you're playing, okay? And have fun. Poster picks. Let's see here. Actually, when you're rollerblading on that tennis court, you know what I noticed? No helmet.
Yeah.
Do you not wear a helmet when you rollerblade?
I do.
Do you? You just took it off for
Yeah,
the
I do
picture?
wear a helmet.
Good. You should. Okay. Next,
Because
next, the next poster pick, you're public skating with a friend. You're really young. No bucket on. No helmet again.
You don't generally wear a helmet for free skating, do you?
Anyway, yesterday I got slashed.
You got slashed yesterday?
I got a purple finger.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did he do that? Did you have the puck?
I shot the puck. I missed, and then my glove fell off. Somebody skated around and then came up and slashed me.
You were playing with no glove on. You got to get those back on, or else, you know, you can break a finger easy. Hey, if you drop a glove, go get that thing. I broke my finger when someone slashed me. I was my thumb. I had to miss like 6 weeks when someone broke my thumb. Bunch of meanies out there, isn't there? Have you gotten any tussles with any kids on the ice? Like any kids really piss you off? Have you slashed anybody?
No, but
you just play the game, eh?
some people do mess around with me, but I just don't bother.
Yeah, you just play the game, beat them on the scoreboard, right? I like it. So, next poster pick, you're holding a trophy, and it's a cup. What did you win? You won one of those tournaments?
I won a final in, was it at Little League? And what is it?
Where is it, Nottingham?
And it's in Nottingham. And it's my.
So that was a cup, and that's what I think trophies should be, are cups. Did you drink out of it? Did you put any pop or anything in there and drink out of it?
No.
No. I always tried to drink out of the cup when I won one.
Why?
It's fun, usually. Winning's fun, and drinking out of cups is fun. I don't know. When my under-11 team won their first trophy, they put Coca-Cola in it or Dr. Pepper and drank out of it.
I normally just hold it. I don't normally. Drinking out of a beaker's fun, and cartons, just not trophies.
Okay. Well, I think you might change your mind someday. They might get a little dirty, and you might get some germs from your teammates, but it's pretty fun to drink out of when you win it together, you know? Just try it out sometime. Oh, gosh. Next poster pick. You look like you're doing some skill stuff, and you're going around like it's like a fake person. It's not a pylon. Like, we just have pylons around here. They have some real barriers to skate around, eh? It's like a fake person.
That was at Ozone, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was quite a new facility.
It looks like, they got all the bells and whistles.
They're like pushing people at you, and you've got to like weight shift around them.
Yeah, it looked like they have all the tools to make hockey players in that arena, right? Okay, let's see here. So you also know the last Steelers captain. I think he's one of the most impressive people in the world, Jono. I saw a poster pic. You know him too.
Yeah.
Really? And he was giving you a bag? What was in that bag? It was a Steelers bag. Was he giving you something?
Yeah, he was giving me, like, a birthday package.
Man, some people know how to hockey, eh? Him and Dowdy know how to hockey, don't they? So, Dad, I haven't asked you. How was the bike ride? How'd it go?
No, it was good. It was obviously mega hard, but it was better than probably could have expected, really. Even though it was super hard, it went as well as it could have gone, I think. I think it would have been nice to get there a bit earlier, but the wind on the second day had a bit of a hand in that.
The second day was tough, eh?
Yeah, it was, yeah. I generally struggled about halfway in each day, but
was it day two we met?
Yeah, day two we met, yeah.
And on day two we met at the train station.
That's cool. And so your dad must have trained a lot, eh? Like, did you get to see him at all while he was getting ready for that, or was he biking all the time?
Bikes all the time to work. I think he's biking today to work.
Oh, not today. It needs fixing.
Good.
Do you bike?
Not often, just
do sometimes, thanks.
Yeah. If we're going like round the block and I don't want to walk because my legs get too aches, I just use my bike.
Biking's all right. Hockey's more fun, eh? You get to actually play against other people. Right. And you get to play with teammates. Well, at least your dad had Billy with him, right?
Yeah.
And so you guys had kind of like a follow car that had a Two Ales and Hockey Tails sticker on the car. That was cool.
Yeah. My wife followed us.
Oh, you cut out big time. Your wife followed you and then you cut out.
Oh, okay. She was meeting us at different places with food and drink and.
You'd probably need that going that far, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we've still got the sticker on the car, actually.
Seriously? You drive around with that sticker on the car still?
Yeah.
Well, that is awesome. Thanks for doing that. Thanks for the support.
That's all right.
And honestly, from starting this, talking to shed guys and shed gals in my shed, to think that you did that bike ride and that you were inspired by me talking to the Batemans. That makes my day every time I think about it. And thanks for doing that. Thanks for being you, you know?
No, thanks for the support, because, you know, we did a nice thing and raised enough money to at least buy some, you know, a vital piece of equipment for when he gets home, so.
Yeah, and I sponsored the store, Manchester Storm, this year, and I still owe them money, so it's like, you know, it's been really fun being a sponsor and seeing the jersey and it on the back of the jersey, but it's been stressful trying to raise the money to pay for it. And I can't raise the money for my team to buy them fun things or for good causes. So, you know, hopefully I can get this paid so I can start having fun with the fun money, right?
Yeah. Expensive sport, isn't it, kids' ice hockey?
Yeah, and so what kind of stick are you using and how expensive was it? Do you know how expensive your stick was?
£118.
Sounds like, yeah, that's about on what, par what, for what got, I'm buying a stick
I've
for.
I've got the, right next to Daddy, it's the Warrior Covert Orange, but I'm using the Hyperlight 2 at the moment.
I think that's what my son's into, the Hyperlight 2, or maybe the Agent. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're too much money. I know that, man. Don't break that thing. Take care of it. Right? Yeah. Don't use it outside. Have a road hockey stick, right? And then a game stick.
I've already used it outside, just not on the concrete.
No, yeah, just to test it once.
Yeah.
Use your old stick outside, don't you?
Yeah.
No, yeah, that's, I agree. You got to use the old stick. Are you eating over there? What are you eating? What are you eating? What's for dinner?
Crackers. Oh, this is just a snack.
Wait, just crackers. Okay, I actually had that written down. You got a pregame meal before you have a hockey game. What do you want to eat?
Normally chocolate.
What's your favorite chocolate bar? If somebody was coming to watch the Telford Tigers and you ran amok and won and like, and there was any Shed fans that were in attendance that wanted to make your day and throw chocolate on the ice.
It's normally a crunchy or a dairy chocolate.
Dairy chocolate or crunchy. Okay. Well, we'll see if the Shed family can make that happen. You know, there's been a lot of chocolate fun happen around the world. but maybe if you're going to be at the Challenge Cup final, maybe somebody will come up to you and give you the crunchy in the stands, right? That'd be pretty cool,
what's
right?
Favorite?
Would that make that what's make
your
that...
favorite chocolate?
Me? Well, it doesn't really matter, does it? I still like Buenos, and you know what? Buenos will always have a soft spot in my heart because I had on my under 11 guys, a few of them, when I was coaching them, and I had Sam Duggan came on to meet them, and we talked about Buenos for the boys, and I didn't even know what a Buenos was then. I had never had one. And I do really like them. But then in Cardiff, Wales, they threw Buenos all over the ice. The first game, the fans were allowed back. There were Buenos everywhere. And that was for my under 11 guys. And that was like the coolest thing ever, you know? So Buenos. Yeah. But it'd be pretty neat if you went to the Challenge Cup final and like a Shed fan walked up to you and was like, hey, dude, great job in the Shed, and gave you a crunchy, right?
Once in Sheffield, Mosey, for the Eddie, Mosey asked everybody to throw Kit Kats on the ice, and they did.
I might have known something about that. Oh, man, that was a fun day. The Steelers did ban fun after. Well, the Steelers didn't ban fun. The arena banned fun, and then the Steelers and I had to get in line. And I don't want to make anybody mad, right? So if I'm doing something wrong, you guys let me know. But the Steelers didn't support me this time. They're not putting it out there to throw Kit Kats on the ice. I'm just having fun with my team and my Shed. And Sheffield is doing awesome this year. And when they win the Challenge Cup, I think the Shed guys deserve the chocolate they like, right?
Yeah.
And you can't kick everybody out of the arena, and you can ban me from the arena all you want, and I'll stop doing this after the Challenge Cup final, folks. It's a one game thing. I won't do it on the Steelers watch. You know, that's the league's game, right? Be pretty funny if it happened though, wouldn't it? Did you want to hear something crazy? Because I don't know if you knew your dad was famous. Episode 301 was listened to already 331 times, just the audio. I didn't look at YouTube because I never do, but 331 people listened to me and your dad talk in the Shed. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Pretty weird, eh?
You're probably busy, aren't you?
That'd be pretty cool if you beat him, eh?
Probably get like 5,000.
Everybody's gonna know you in the hockey world, dude.
I've already got two of my friends from school listening.
Are they gonna listen? You should tell everybody, yeah. And then you should get your poster printed out too and put it up in your room and send me a picture. I know there's been some other guys do that. But thanks to Lee Freeman for making all these posters, because they are great memories, and they look pretty cool on the back of the shed, don't they?
Yeah.
There's a lot of shed guys and gals out there. You know what's cool though about wearing someone's number, and you're wearing 75 for Dad, where he's still playing hockey and he's still in the game and still just doing it, and he's probably not thinking about the impact he's making on kids giving you pucks and you're wearing his number. When I got back, I didn't realize I'd done anything. I actually felt like a failure and that my hockey career wasn't that good, and I didn't get to the places I tried to get to or make the money I wanted to make. But then I found out about Ra Ra and Cardiff still wearing 18, like when I started this. And then someone just reached out to me from Kalamazoo, Michigan, from when I played university, and said he started playing hockey because of watching me play back then. And he wore number 10, like I did at Western Michigan, his whole life. And then he switched to 18, just like me. And I had no idea. I had no idea. And I've been out of the game for 8 years, and I haven't been at Western Michigan since 2006. And then to hear something like that when you're done, it can mean the world, man. But Dowdy's going to, I mean, he's made an impact on a lot of kids, hasn't he?
Yeah. Makes a big impact, doesn't he? People like Dowdy.
He always has time to talk and take a picture and sign stuff and give you pucks, doesn't he? So
and,
when you get famous, are you going to do the same thing then?
Probably.
You better. Now that you know what players can do for kids, right? You'd do the same when you become an adult, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me too. You know what? I wish I would have done more when I was in Germany that way. I would go to the minor hockey practices when they'd ask me, but I never was like volunteering. I should have been out there helping the kids. And then, you know, that when you get out on the ice with kids and you get to know them, you can really care about how they do, you know? Do you think you'll coach kids when you're older?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. It's like my favorite thing, because now I have a team again, you know? Mm-hmm. So anyways, are you a centerman or a winger?
Normally a center.
Yeah. They usually put the good ones there when they're young.
You play a bit all over though, don't you? You have to try a bit of everywhere.
Yeah, you got to learn all the positions to be as good as you can be, right? So who tapes your stick? Because I saw your stick is taped just like Robert Dowd. Do you do that, or does your dad do that, or do you actually take your stick to Robert Dowd and say, can you tape my stick?
I do some of it, and then dad does the toe bit.
Yeah, the toe's tough, eh? Yeah, I always had to tape to my toe. The people that don't tape to their toe, I don't know what they're doing. You know, you need that tape there, right?
Unless you go like a bit missing and then tape and then a bit missing at the toe.
Yeah, everybody's got a different tape job, you know? Actually, fun thing we do on my team is before practices, I give my team my stick, and they work together to give me a TJ, they call it, a tape job. And they give me the worst tape jobs you've ever seen every time, you know? They're terrible. Right now, my stick's taped like purple all the way down and with white. I look ridiculous when I'm coaching, you know?
I've got like a gray and white tape.
Yeah, you've got gray on the handle, haven't you?
Yeah, that one's like, my Warrior Covert is orange at the top, and it's NHL tape. And then it's white or black. So that is. And then it's Maple Leafs tape at the bottom.
That's pretty cool. So your dad works nights?
Yeah.
So he goes to work like when you're going to bed or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. All the time?
Yeah.
Normally.
Always night shift, eh?
Yeah.
I guess you get used to it, eh?
Yeah, it's not too bad. Don't miss any practices. Well, not many anyway.
That's what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate missing stuff. And yeah, my daughter's team seems to always play games and practice the same time as my son's team this year, and it can really piss you off when you gotta miss stuff, you know?
It's not nice to miss things.
No. Do you have any questions for me?
How many years did you play for Cardiff?
Pretty much just one. And then I signed back to play the second year and hurt my knee, right at the start, and then never played again, you know? So just over a year.
We had somebody at the Steelers do that.
Getting hurt sucks, you know?
But he didn't get hurt. He was like, he left because he accidentally killed somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That sucked. All that stuff is not fun at all. Yeah. I don't even it sucks. That sucks for everybody. Yeah. Hockey's supposed to be fun, and when bad things happen, it's not fun for anybody. So what is your favorite hockey game ever? Was it playing or watching? And what game was it?
Playing.
Playing?
Playing.
Yeah, playing's way more fun than watching. Right.
What's your favorite game? We got one.
What game?
One that you've played. Have you got a favorite game?
Like my third little league.
The
Kind
one
of thing.
was it the one when you won the cup that you didn't drink out of? Or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are my favorite games. Those are like almost the only ones I remember now are the ones where we either won or lost the big game, you know?
You might have noticed, but I had the number three on my fingers. That means I had won it 3 times in a row.
Really?
And then I went again and lost the because
Well,
we had a rubbish coach.
hopefully he doesn't listen. But
Because
you know what?
who
You know what? Rubbish coaches happen all over the hockey world, man. There's a lot of bad coaches out there, and I had some of them. And you know what? They're not invited to the shed, and I'm not going to talk to them. You know? Don't care what they want to say to me. I don't care.
Anyway,
I've moved
to
on.
be fair, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little ducks. When we were literally not little, we're like 8 or 9.
He was calling you little ducks. You know,
When we're not
I
like
call
5.
my guys my puppies because, you know, they're just like puppies and they're gonna become big dogs, you know? You wouldn't be mad at me if you were on my team and I called you my puppy, right? Oh, bad. So let's see here. You know what, though? You're the youngest shed guy ever to have his own episode, but there was a younger shed guy once. He came on with his dad really briefly, Hunter Hendricks, Trevor Hendricks' son. He was like 2. And you know what? He said I throw muffins. He said I throw punches like muffins. And a guy in Cardiff got a tattoo of me on their body with muffin hands. Actually, from this kid, a 2-year-old talking about me throwing muffins, a guy got a tattoo of me on his body, and like he has it with muffins his hands. Can you believe that?
But would you throw punches like muffins?
What do you think? You see these things? Look at those things. They're huge. You know I did win one fight once?
What?
I did. I won a fight once. I punched the guy right in the face and he never played again the rest of the game, actually.
Did you get sent off?
I got 5 minutes for her winning the fight. And then I went back out and played and probably won the game too. That was when my rookie
In
year when I
the fight and
Well, the game before, you know, something went down. We were on a 5-on-3, and the guy tried to lay on the puck and get a whistle. And I wasn't having that because I wanted to score, and it was a 5-on-3. So I dug at the puck, Well, his captain grabbed me from behind while I was digging for the puck because they said I was too close to his face or something, but I don't know. He's laying on the puck, man. Get up. So this guy grabs me from behind and held my arms. And the guy got up off the ice while my arms were being held and punched me in the face. And my face was a mess. I had like a huge black eye, and like it looked so funny and bad that like when I went to the penalty box, I remember taking funny photos with the fans that were by the penalty box because we were in Toledo, Ohio, and the fans were having fun. So I took some like funny photos with my face like really swollen, and then we played them the next night, and I told my coach, I'm like, that guy that sucker punched me, I'm fighting him tonight. And he told me, he's like, you'll do that when I tell you it's okay. And I'm like, uh-huh. And then the first face-off, we were beside each other. I said, we going right now. And I got in there and I kept going and I threw one big one, hit him right in the face, won the fight. Yeah.
One punch and you nailed him.
Nailed him. And he never played the rest of the game. So if you want to call those muffins, you know what's tough for that guy is his tattoo's a lie. He's got muffins on his on me forever, and he didn't even know I throw bombs. They should have been bombs, not muffins, right?
You'll have to get another tattoo, won't
Yeah, but I did lose every other fight. You know, I'd
So
say
you
I.
only won three fights.
Well, I won the one fight, but and the other ones, I just kind of like I didn't lose that bad. They'd only really hit me on the top of the head, you know, not usually in the face, right?
Then you'll get more black eyes.
Yeah. Well, they can make you look mean for a couple days, right?
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a favorite restaurant?
Zizzy.
Zizzy.
Zizzy. What's Zizzy?
It's like a posh restaurant, and we normally go there.
Just like Italians.
Yeah.
It's so posh. Does that mean fancy?
Yeah.
Posh means fancy in British, doesn't
Else do we go?
it?
On a Friday, we go somewhere quite a lot.
TGI
TGI Fridays.
Oh, yeah. And you actually go on Fridays too? Makes sense. That's a good restaurant. We have that over here too. Okay, let's see here. Do I have any more poster pics? You know what? You got a good hockey stance too. Hockey stances matter. That picture of you and Dowdy with the Steelers thing behind. You got a good hockey stance, man. And your roller hockey picture when you're just a little bugger. Good hockey stance. You know,
I'm normally like before I go on, I normally have a little warm up between the green, and then when I'm done, I just skate on the ice and just body check the wall.
you won't.
Yeah.
You body check in your warm up? Really?
I don't body check actual people. I like body check people. I like body check the boards.
Oh yeah. Get fired up. Yeah. What's your celebration when you score a goal? Do you do the same thing every time, or do you just feel it? And every time you do something after you score, like do you do the fist bump? Do you jump into the glass? What do? Or do you
I
just put your
normally
hand
like
up?
do the bone arrow, but sometimes if I'm not feeling it, I normally do the gritty on the ice.
You do the gritty on the ice? Man, that's cool. I'd love to see you do the gritty on the ice after scoring.
Did it in
Really?
Ozone, and Dad and my cousin were like laughing their heads off.
I would laugh seeing that. Yeah, that's a interesting dance. I don't know if I can do it. I've never tried, you know?
I normally like do it after a great shot if it normally goes higher than the boards.
Yeah. So you can shoot it pretty high.
Yeah.
Well,
Normally
that
on the backhand.
nice. Yeah, backhands are good once you're around the net, right? They're tough from far out, but once you're around the net, a backhand's good. You know what though, that hockey stance picture with you and Dowdy. You should have told him to chest up, butt down a little bit more, right? He was bent over a little bit there, right? Wasn't that good a form for his hockey stance. You know, he's got to get his chest up, butt down, right? You could have shown him a thing or two, right? Your hockey stance looked better than his in that photo. just so you know. So I guess you guys probably aren't going to make it all the way to Cardiff to watch the Olympic qualifiers this weekend, are you?
No, we're off to Sheffield on Sunday for a 3-day camp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Playing your own hockey's way better than watching, eh? 3-day camp, eh? Don't you go to school?
Oh, it's a holiday. We've got a week's holiday next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we have March break around here. They give them a week off. I feel like kids never go to school. Snow days and all.
And on day two, we're going to watch the Steel Dogs in the same rink. And then on day three, we're watching a Sheffield Steelers League game.
Well, that's fun. Wow, that sounds like a good weekend. What's your favorite arena?
Pardon?
What's your favorite arena?
Reed.
Arena.
Rink. Where you skate, where you play, where you watch, you know?
Stolly Hall is worse than any arena that I know.
What's your favourite?
But my favourite is either iSheffield or Utilita.
Or what?
Utilita Arena.
Is that Steelers. The big one? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So you didn't say the Telford Arena. You play for Telford, not Sheffield, right?
Yeah, I know it. I don't really like it, but it's good.
It's like an old barn, isn't it?
Yeah, so like,
Telford's quite modern, quite nice actually. Yeah,
I remember Doug Clarkson played there for a couple of years.
For like 5 changing rooms.
Oh yeah. So you got, what day's today? Today's Thursday. So you got nothing cooking tonight.
Thursday's off, isn't it?
Day off, eh? You need those every once in a while, right? So what's for dinner tonight?
Burgers.
That sounds good. Well, I'm not sure what else I got here. Other than it's been really fun getting to know you. And I'm happy you like hockey, and I hope you had fun in the shed today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
you're going to send him a call.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll send you my address, and then I'd like your hockey card signed by you up in the shed, please, okay?
Okay.
Do you have a nickname?
It's a good sentence, chocolate as well.
Yeah, chocolate.
Yeah, hey, and all the Sheffield folks that are listening, don't forget the Challenge Cup final. Don't forget to have fun, and if anybody gets mad at you, blame it on me, right? bad. Do you have a nickname?
Timothy.
Walker.
That's your middle name. You got a nickname.
But
not really, have you?
Not yet. No.
Coxie? Coxter? Normally Coxie, but I like Coxter.
Well, thank you for doing that bike ride for the Batemans. I'll never forget it. And I know I know they won't. I didn't do anything, man. I just talking my shit. You did the bike ride.
Yeah, but like you say, it takes everyone to get the reach and
it does.
Get everybody else on board.
Yeah. Pretty neat what you did, man. And I'm sure it's a life memory for them, the people that came together to help them in tough times, right?
Yeah.
And they're such a nice family.
Yeah, they are. When they get their extension finished, we're going to go and have a cup of tea in their house.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
The Bateman. His granddad gave you loads of cool stuff, didn't he?
Well,
he gave me like hockey players.
Yeah, he gave you loads of NHL memorabilia and things.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah, that's neat. Some of the things that have gone on just from, I guess, missing my passion of seeing my friends and talking hockey, that stuff like that went on. And very heartwarming stuff. And you know what, kid? I really believe in you, and you should believe in yourself, and you should have lots of fun playing hockey and try and get better every time you go out there, you know? And I know you'll be a good teammate because you're seeing all these shed guys and you're learning from Dowdy and all these guys how to hockey, right? And that's who you want to learn from, right?
Like, when I score against Solly Hull, one of my friends celebrates when I score against his team.
Yeah, really? you score on his team and he celebrates when you score against him?
You yeah, he's the other kid in the poster pic.
Oh, jeepers, man. You're going to have to explain to him that you want to beat your friends.
We just need to get him on the same team, don't
we? Yeah.
That would be easier, right? When I played against my friends, I'd try to see how hard I could hit them, so then I could make fun of them after.
He technically likes me because he wants to play for Telford because I play for Telford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully someday I get to see you play for Team Great Britain just like your jacket, right? That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Right?
What are you laughing at?
Well, I hope you had fun. You have any more questions for me before we shut her down? I go back to the real world.
Got any more questions?
No.
No. You had fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
should we ask them what chocolate they want sending? We can send them some chocolate.
What chocolate do you want sending?
You don't have to send me anything, buddy. I just having fun. I just want your card signed. But I mean, I do like Buenos, but I think you should send me something I don't have over here. We have Buenos here. You know, I could just go buy one.
What about Starbucks?
You know what? My daughter really liked a Boost when we got the chocolate thrown in Cardiff and I brought it back for my under 9 girls. The Boost was very popular. And Shed Boost, that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
So hopefully you get a Shed Boost in your next game. You just go out there and run amok against those 9-year-olds, right? Well, go get them, kid. And it was great getting to know you. And this has been another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Coxter and Wally.